Aufnahme.
Jetzt bei der Telekom. Zu Hause surfen und telefonieren zum Aktionspreis von 19,95 Euro. Entschuldigung, nur 19,95 Euro?
Ja, steht hier.
Ich muss los.
Moment mal, dazu gibt's noch ein Jahr lang Entertain-TV geschenkt? Warte, ich komm mit.
Zu Hause mit maximalem Speedsurfen, Flat telefonieren und kostenlos Fernsehen. Im ersten Jahr für nur 19,95 Euro pro Monat. Und danach wählen Sie einfach Ihren Wunschtarif. Jetzt überall bei der Telekom.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560. Presented by Endzone Sports Bar and State Farm Insurance Houston.
The damn Spartan. Oh! There goes the runner. There goes Correa again!
Batted down and intercepted. Intercepted by J.J. Watt. Touchdown Houston!
Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
I said the king's in the building. Tell me how you feeling.
Yeah, oh, I said the king's in the building. Gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Kings After Dark here on SB Nation 1560 AM Houston. I am your host, Mean Gene, and our producer is in the dark, technical wise. Am I right, Chris? I mean,
I'm here with you guys in spirit. I'm here technical. You know, we're having some technical difficulties here, but I'm here with you guys. And if I hear anything that I want to talk about, I'll definitely talk about it.
But this plane is going to fly, right? We're not, it's not going to
this
crash.
Baby's going to take off smoothly. We may get a little bit turbulent, but we're expecting some turbulence, but it'll be good.
All right, guys. So, hey, welcome to the Sports Kings After Dark. Over to my left here, you changed seats, so I think you like this new location,
yeah,
David.
So it's
Ramon.
The same thing, some technical difficulties, but you know what? Because I've been sitting in the same seat ever since we started, so for me to move from that seat kind of hurt me just a little bit.
Kind of throws you out of the element,
it
though.
It does. It changes the game. Like, I don't even get to look out the window anymore. So, like, damn. What would I look at now? Mario?
Damn.
I was going to look at Mario.
You're looking at me all night. What's up, Papa? So,
and on the other side of the table, and I could barely see your face because this lamp is in. There you go. Like a silhouette back there. So, welcome to the show, Mario Cordova. Mario, what's up?
Always a pleasure to be with you, Mean Gene. You already know. A great week of sports.
A great week of sports. I'll tell you what. So, you know, I just really felt bad about last Sunday night. You guys were in the big time, last Saturday. And I would like to think that by having Eric Pincus on this show and the stuff that he dropped down, and this dude dropped down some knowledge and some information.
Man.
And it seems like after that, then all hell broke loose in the NBA.
Oh, yeah. And it's sad that we couldn't get to talk to him after knowing all what we know now.
We knew
the whole script was going to flip during this whole week. And he kind of set us up, too. He was just like, it's a whirlwind, man, and it's about to go in it. And then to see him today on NBA TV doing his thing, it was really awesome to see that. And now he has more stuff to talk about now.
Oh, so, yeah.
He's having a field day.
He is the most sought-after guy right now in the NBA. They call him a captologist. When it comes
like
to
that.
NBA salary caps.
Well, because as of right now, it's so much more important. Or at least people are starting to be more aware because why we can't make certain things happen and how, like, there's stipulations on the money that you can use. Because, honestly, I didn't even know this, but they had to use their money all the way to the salary cap. But, I mean, I guess it'll go back to the players, if anything. But still, like, there's just so many rules and different things they have to do in order to make a lot of things happen.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to break this thing down tonight, folks. I mean, we got a jam-packed show here. Hour number one, I can guarantee you that we will be talking about the biggest trade in the NBA as it relates to the Houston Rockets, and that's exactly where we are. Houston Rocket fans, tonight you will enjoy the conversation with Chris Paul, and now what is that going to do for the Houston Rockets? And Lou Williams, of course, didn't want to see Lou leave Houston, but he's gone, and we still got Eric Gordon, so we'll talk about that. We're going to get into other trades, even some of the things you guys talked to Eric Pincus about last week. There has been a ton of trades. My telephone has been vibrating for
all
the last
day.
3 or 4 days
all day.
With every NBA trade that's taken place. And I know Mario, I don't know, you seem to be happy. I think you got your wish. You sat up here and put the curse on Phil Jackson.
I did. I came on here, and I already told you how I felt about Phil Jackson, and I'm going to tell you how I feel about Phil Jackson. Good riddance. Good riddance. Pack your bags. You can't stay here, but you got to go.
You did this, man.
You just can't stay here.
And I sat there. As soon as I heard that the other day, I'm like, Mario, dang you, Mario.
And Mario, also tell the people where you were born and raised.
That's right. I was born and raised in New York. I'm a diehard Knicks fan all day, every day. And this man is just a virus. Was a virus on my team. But it's all right, though. Because karma got there. So out with the old, in with the new, bringing some young talent. We got a cornerstone. We got Kristaps. We still got Melo. That may or may not even be there.
True.
We do not know. So, rumors.
Something to all NBA teams right now, since the Knicks don't have a GM, this is a great time to take advantage of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Technically. Hey, this would be the time.
This is a quick sidebar. This is the 2017 is the year where people stop believing hypes. And just for example, I didn't really think that we were going to let Brock Osweiler go after 1 year. I honestly thought that he was probably going to sit down and chill for maybe stink it up for another year.
Nope.
Got sent. And same thing with Phil Jackson. Like, people really starting to talk and really starting to get aggravated with a lot of the action that he's doing and stuff that he isn't doing for the most part.
But, you
get to step in.
But the thing is, you know, this is just a minute problem that was fixed. You know what I mean? Because when it comes down to the ownership of the Knicks. And that's you, Jimmy D.
All right. Problem.
We're tired of you,
that
Mr. Dolan. We're tired of you.
Sounds like another sports team that always talks about their owner. Mm-hmm. And those owners, you know, got money. They're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, breaking news on that. But anyway, you know what, though? You said the name that we signed the contract that we said we would never mention that name on the air. You just broke the contract. Brock Osweiler, I think we only have 3 more times we can say that.
And you know what? I don't know what, out of all people, I just made that segue. But just to let you know.
That's a name that we're not allowed to say that name.
But just to let you know,
more.
Like, how serious it is now. Like, people are getting tired of being made fun of all the time. Like, people do not want to be the center of jokes. And I definitely have a reason to think that that has a lot to do with the way outcomes are now. Because we know too much now. We have so much information around
us. I'll give you one word why people don't want to do that. Memes.
That's it. I don't want to be a meme.
I don't want to be a meme someday.
I'm not trying to
do
be
it.
A meme. No pictures of me.
So, guys, other things we're going to talk about tonight, and I know you guys talked about this last week. I was cracking up listening to last Sunday's show, by the way. The Big Three.
Yes.
And the big surprise with the Big Three.
How they just laid it on us right on that Sunday. Like, no one asked that question. Like, so y'all going to play it on Sunday whenever it comes on?
We sat up here and thought about that. We told people it's going to be televised on Fox.
It's going to be televised on Fox Sports
One. Send an email. Come on.
I'm sitting in front of the TV last Sunday just waiting.
That makes 3 of us, Gene.
And you watch NASCAR. You're watching NASCAR, too?
Yeah.
I told them, I turned on my TV, and it was Jeff Gordon. And I was like, get off my TV, Jeff Gordon.
What is going on here? So, in the next hour, we talk about the Big Three. You know, a lot of things happened. I did like what I saw 24 hours later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was
the tape delay.
The tape delay. So feels like the Olympics. You know, you remember the Olympics, when the Olympics is overseas, you have to wait the next day.
Yeah.
But anyway, loved the segment last week, though. And we're going to get back into that again because now it's week 2 of the Big Three. And you know, there were a lot of injuries, believe it or not. And
there's definitely two major
injuries.
Corey Maggette and Jason Williams. But also, let's also give props to where props is due. Let's think about the guys who actually did something those last week.
It looked like some people trying to get on back into the NBA.
I tell you one thing. You know what that locker room smelled like? Ben Gay. At the end of that game.
Probably so.
And I believe that, man.
Or, no. What's the one? Icy Hot. You know,
Icy Hot. I like the BioFreeze. BioFreeze is extra.
Shaq is probably my favorite.
No one's talking about Tough Actington Actin.
No, we're not talking about Tough Actington
Actin. Like 454?
I like the secret Chinese recipe, Tiger Bomb. I don't know if you ever used it.
Oh, like
Tiger Bomb.
It burns your nostrils?
It burns. It's great,
Which one
though.
Of you guys said geriatrics?
That's me.
That was like, oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah. They you know. Young, that was me.
Coming soon to a nursing home near you.
I'm telling you.
The Big Three, huh? Well, we're going to talk about that the next hour. And, of course, it would not be. And this is going to make for great baseball talk because the hated ones are in town. And the evil empire is in Houston, and Oh, boy. I know you was really hyped last night.
Man, I was so hyped last night.
Don't speak too soon,
I know,
brother.
I know.
New York Yankees are in town to take on our Houston Astros. And we'll get into that. That series is even right now. The third game is going to be tomorrow. What do they call that third game?
The rubber match. The rubber match.
Why do they call it the rubber match?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cause
I mean, I always hear that, the rubber match.
Does it come from the expression where the rubber meets the rubber? Like, I don't know where it comes from. Or something like that. I think it has to do with baseball, if I'm not mistaken, with the pitcher's mound, but don't quote me.
Yeah, because... Because I try to get, like, a lot of black folks to get into baseball. Mm-hmm. They just won't get into baseball. A lot of us won't.
I think there's a lot of strides, though.
The
Major League Baseball.
So,
BG,
y'all spend so much time talking baseball. I'm like, brother, we got to talk about baseball. We're in Houston, and it's the hottest team in baseball.
That you mentioned it, Gene. The Houston Astros did team up with some communities, and they actually have baseball fields in a lot of communities in Houston. So I see them doing their way of trying to still get other people to be involved with baseball.
They're trying.
But that's the thing. It's out there. So it has to be up to us to actually go want it, though.
And then we have an African-American manager a few years ago?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Things are happening in baseball. But anyway, we're going to talk about that. The Astros and the Yankees. And, you are excited about this series, because this is a preview of the AL.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It could be. You know what I mean? Depending how, if the Yankees stay hot. But I've told you guys this a million times. You don't talk about the Yankees until you get to the playoffs. You know what I mean? If they make a push for the playoffs, is where they always play their best baseball, and it's when they usually show up. Yeah. You know, we're kind of beat down right now. You know what I mean? We're playing a lot of games. We're on the road a lot. You know, we're a little beat down, a little injuries. But, it's good. The All-Star break's right around the corner. You know what I mean? So that's going to be a nice little weekend to catch up, get that rest.
I like to say the Astros are in the same position.
Yeah, Astros in the same position, injured or hurt. You know, everyone needs this break. Everyone needs this time to unwind.
Yeah, it's coming around soon,
it is.
Too, man.
And I'm waiting to see, are the Astros going to come out strong on the second half, because that's when they've been notoriously bad.
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, like I said, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, Astros, including boxing. Manny Pacquiao sighting in Australia tonight. So, folks, stick around. You are listening to a live version of the Sports Kings right here on SB Nation Radio 1560.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by End Zone Sports Bar. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Indeed, we are back once again, folks. It's the Sports Kings After Dark, live on a Saturday night, July 1st. Ow! Welcome to July 2017. It is a 4th of July weekend, and you know what, guys? You know I love my drives down here from Dallas, right? Mm-hmm. And where is my favorite place to stop when I come down? Bucky's.
Oh, yeah.
Bucky's, I couldn't get into Bucky's again.
What?
What the hell is going
on
at Bucky's?
Was it that packed again?
Bucky's had cars off. It was a traffic jam all the way up to Centerville.
I hate that.
To Bucky's. To Madison.
What's in that area? But what's in that area that is so packed?
But that's like everyone just stops there, though. Because imagine everyone just on the freeway and just, hey, let's Bucky's.
Might as well just stop. Okay.
And it's in the town of Madisonville. Is that a Madison?
Yeah, it's somewhere like
that. Well, anyway, they're about to change the name of Bucky's to Disneyland.
Might as well.
Disneyland.
And you know what? Texas. They have everything there. And, like, you'll wait in those lines.
Yeah,
man. Because they actually have some pretty decent food.
The jerky's really
minute.
Good.
People don't even go in now. They just hang out in the parking lot. It is a hangout.
Okay. What is
the parking lot pimping?
Is the new Walmart now?
No, actually, I'd say it's an
upgrade to Walmart now. The difference between Bucky's and Walmart is there's a dress code at Bucky's.
That is true. Okay. That's true. Well, I don't know.
They don't have as
many ratchets because, like, a lot of ratchets don't really drive.
But I can't say that because when I was in Gonzales, Texas, I was right outside, like, New Braunfels and stuff. I went to Bucky's over there. Let me tell you, okay?
It was wild.
It was wild. I was like, what is going on right now?
But people from out of state call it Buckeyes. I'm like, really?
What's wrong?
How the hell you get Buckeyes?
I don't like how people from other places come down and try to change names.
So anyway, that place is just off the chain, okay? So, and not, you know, if you get gas out of there and if you forget where you park, you can actually walk around for 40 minutes looking for your car when there's 100 pumps.
Because the parking lots are huge.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, anyway, I just get excited every time I get to Buckeyes.
Love Buckeyes.
Yes.
So, I tried the Bucky Nuggets.
Speaking of excitement, how about the Houston Rockets? Can we welcome Chris Paul to the Houston Rockets? Guys, let's just talk about this. Where were you when you saw that tweet, that message, that highlight, or where were you when you heard Chris Paul was coming to the Houston Rockets?
I honestly didn't believe it when I first saw it. It was just like I was making sure it wasn't like that fake Sports Center account that be posting
fake
stuff.
Fake news.
Yeah, like I really thought it was something. Yeah. But now, like when it's sinking in, like it's starting to make sense to me every day that goes by. Because when I first heard of it, I was kind of like, why would you go out and get a point guard? But reevaluating of everything I was thinking right at first instinct, because you don't really think things through. Like that's just your first normal reaction
right.
to
why?
It.
Why?
Why? Yeah, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Especially after James has been handling the point guard position and doing very well, too, at it. But, you know, we kind of have those slumps whenever he's not in the game.
True.
But the thing that really got me to definitely understand this a lot more was how that this can really work. It doesn't even have to be where James has to be the guy who brings the ball to the court. It can definitely be a shared thing. I mean, whenever we get the ball, we just go. And honestly, we don't have to just find somebody to come get the ball. Right. I mean, we can just go. So, and honestly, when you look at these two guys, there's never been a pairing like this before. Wow. If you ever get two guys, I was reading a couple articles and combined assists and combined usage percentage. Usage percentage is another new stat pretty much where it measures how many times someone actually touches the ball everything else. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul and James Harden have the highest assist and usage percentage together.
Yes, they do.
And looking at the pairings of who they beat out, I mean, even D Wade and LeBron James doesn't really compare to these two pairs statistically.
I mean, Stockton and Malone. I mean, you think about assists and points. I mean,
no, but even though, but I'm talking about guys. Both guys can handle the ball.
Okay.
So when it comes to certain pairings like that, yeah, it's more dominant on both sides.
Okay.
But when it comes to both being so dominant with assists and usage together, basically having two guards come in the same team together. Mm-hmm. Of course, you're going to see your shifts when they go down.
But here's the thing, okay, because I don't know. I'm still up in the air about this whole thing because, number one, you know, D'Antoni comes in, changes the way James Harden plays, makes him the point. So now I think we know that Harden is going to have to go back to the two
right?
because you have Chris Paul. I mean, I know you can flip-flop a little bit,
but honestly, Gene, I say that we are kind of giving these guys labels and we really shouldn't because think about what the Bucks do. The Bucks don't really got no set positions. And we talked about this where we have positionless basketball now.
A lot of high-end players.
You don't have to be a certain position to really run something. You just have to be in the right position.
That change that D'Antoni did almost got James Harden an MVP.
That's what I'm saying.
The fact that he adjusted to it well.
That's the point I was going to bring up, Gene, to play devil's advocate. You know, James is coming off his best season where he predominantly handled the ball all the time. You know what I mean?
People say he shouldn't have been
because they say he's more of a two and stuff, and he should, you know, but think about it. This is a role that he has played very well. Remember, he was third fiddle when he was in Oklahoma City.
Right.
Coming off the bench. You know what I mean? Then came down here to Houston and was like, here's the keys to the Ferrari. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
See what you can do with it. And he's taking it and pushed it. So, you know, I don't know. Like, that's a big ego check for somebody to be like, okay, I just came off my MVP season, and now you're telling me to give up touches?
Yeah.
Wait, but first of all, though, I definitely disagree where you say telling me to give up touches because, honestly, I would say James had a lot to do with Chris Paul coming here.
Of course.
Yeah, so I would say that he knows what the deal is. And if anything, he knows something that we don't. Because think about it. If you really wanted a top-notch point guard to come in like that, you know for a fact that you're not going to get the touches that you have. You're not going to get every shot that you might want. But think about it, though. If this is happening and he had a lot to do with it, that just goes to show you that what he knows that what he's missing from his game. He has someone that he can now rely on and someone that he can now explore offense in different ways now. He doesn't have to always have the ball. Sure. Now there's another person on the court that has just as much skills offensively and can set him up now for things that he wants now differently.
So let's talk about some of the other, you know, complexing things with this trade because, number one, so Chris Paul comes to town and, of course, good luck if you think he's going to play 81 games, as we know. Mm-hmm. 60 is probably his max. And let's look at this. So giving up Lou Williams and Patrick Beverley, totally against that. And I know I understand. So it was Patrick Beverley, Lou Williams, and Sam Decker, and Montrezl Harrell. And then, of course, some other players who didn't have guaranteed contracts and that 2018 first-round draft pick. So a total of 7 players for 1. I didn't agree with that. And I know when people hear that, they're like, what? Sounds like the Clippers got the better end of the deal. Well, not really.
Not really.
Because you had to make these monies match up, right? Mm-hmm. And those other guys are not, you know, didn't have guaranteed contracts. But how do you choose Lou Williams over Eric Gordon if you had to throw in 2 6 men? You know, because both of them were up for 6
right,
man
but
of the
year. Eric Gordon won.
Eric Gordon won.
So
but Lou Williams.
Right, but that was the deciding factor.
Points.
That's the deciding factor, though.
Honestly,
I think that was the deciding factor.
I'll say the deciding factor was who fits better because, honestly, when it comes down to it, Gordon was really well at working off the ball and with the ball. Lou, on the other hand, he definitely handled the ball very well, but he wasn't able to really fit in offensively whenever he didn't really have the rock.
Yeah,
he
Lou
really
Williams,
had to find his opportunities whenever he came up the court and then scored an attack.
Lou Williams can save games.
He can.
Lou Williams could come in and save games that could go either way. He could win you those games. I mean, I like Eric Gordon, but I just Lou Williams is that. If I had to say, hey, come on, Lou, come on, come and save us. So now. Let's take this thing all the way back to California.
Okay.
And now what is happening out there is that Doc Rivers is saying, well, I didn't really, you know, want to see Chris Paul go. But, you know, according to the L.A. Times, they're saying that Doc Rivers' relationship with Chris Paul was shaky a little bit, especially because I think they wanted the Clippers to send Austin Rivers in a deal to get Carmelo
Anthony.
That's
what I was about to say. That was the straw that broke the camel's back right there.
And that didn't happen.
He didn't want to give up his son. But then, you know, you also have to remember, Melo took the money, too. Because we talked about this earlier. He took the money. But they're saying that was the time where Chris Paul lost respect for him, is when he put his own, quote unquote, his own, you know, relationships above the team.
You're talking about what, Doc Rivers?
Right, Doc Rivers. He lost all respect.
That was always a dicey moment. I mean, I understand, you know, making history and having, you know, it would be an honor to coach your son.
Of course.
But I just think in the NBA, that's risky business because you're always going to be thinking, you know, other players are going to be out there like, man, you know, what about, there was times when Austin Rivers was out there and he wasn't helping the team.
No, at all.
That's kind of crazy. But, and I know we're coming up on the break, guys, but let's talk about this. So I'm not really mad at the Clippers for making this deal because, number one, Chris Paul was looking at a maximum deal of 5 years and $205 million, something he is totally not worth. And he probably would have gotten somewhere around $40-something million in that final year of that deal, and he would have been 38 years old. So they did the right thing, right?
Oh, no doubt, but I definitely see them making more moves because you definitely look at the guys that they just picked up, though. Some of those guys, like, for example, Sam Decker and Montrezl Harrell, they're under rookie contracts, meaning they'll be asking for more money soon.
And, you know, if they get that kind of playing time, right, Decker's a 23-year-old, so certainly, you know, good with that three-point range and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, the Clippers did come, you know, get some good players out of this.
Well, I mean, we're still seeing so many shifts, though, in the Western Conference, period. So the Clippers did do something well, but think about everyone else just did a lot more, though, during this past week.
No, man, that's just the start. That's just the one that we're talking about. So we need to make sure that we, you know, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, guys. So anyway, you are listening to Sports Kings After Dark. Mean Gene, Mario, Chris, David. We'll be right back after the break.
This is Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
All right, folks, once again, Sports Kings After Dark, Mean Gene, Mario, Christopher Tamez, our producer, doing it up. All right, guys, I know who... Whose music again?
Mario. Mine, sir.
So,
mine, sir.
Where was this cut, Mario?
I believe this is Missy Elliott, correct, sir?
Eve.
Oh, Eve.
How are you not going to know who? How are you going to ask someone what your
order.
Music?
I didn't put the order.
But you ain't going to know the beat when you hear it?
But, I was like, but that was the song. Because when we pick a song, we have to tell you the name of it, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it says Eve Tambourine.
Tambourine.
Okay, all right. Ah.
Oh, that was Tambourine. Yeah, I didn't Tambourine. Even notice it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was like, okay. Okay. It sounded like Missy for a moment. I thought it was one of the Missy songs I had. I'm sorry.
My apologies. We're having a very rough night tonight because we have this TV in front of us, and the Manny Pacquiao, and it's getting hot, and Manny Pacquiao fight is getting ready to kick off here. And, you know, we were hanging out at a sports bar a little bit earlier before
terrible
the show.
Terrible service.
We can't say the name. Terrible. And, the waitress, was she on crack?
Man.
Can we say that?
All I know is whatever she was on, she was
on. I mean, certainly they have a drug policy at that restaurant.
Apparently not for her.
But she snuck in through the back door.
I mean, I know I got there late, but, like, I didn't even get asked if I wanted a water.
She was like that from the minute we got there. There was only two people at the table. She was like, oh, my goodness, we're swamped. I'm like, there's two people here. What are you talking about?
Yeah, just unreal. But anyway, ESPN is all over the Manny Pacquiao fight. There was some other fights, Sugar Shane Mosley Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Did he win that match?
I think he won by decision.
Okay, but,
he was winning the rounds, you remember?
He were,
and was kind of questionable.
But they were close, though.
Yeah,
close.
They were close rounds. Yeah. It looked like the fighter was, the opponent was landing the harder punches. But it just looked, Mosley was landing the harder punches, but the other fighter looked busier. That's what it was.
And this is funny because to see ESPN doing boxing big time, prime time Saturday night. I mean, this is that time of the year in sports where it is dead, unless you're a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm. But also, I would say that this is a little bit of a reference and homage to what they used to do back in the day.
Yes.
I mean, boxing was the biggest live sporting
Tuesday
event.
Nights, Saturday nights, Friday nights were fight night.
Yeah, I remember that. But anyway, the big fight is coming up here pretty soon, so that's what they're saying. And this is a WBO welterweight championship. And I know later on in the next hour, Mario is going to break all of that down. Perhaps that fight will be over with at that time. So, guys, we were talking NBA trades and free agency. Chris Paul's in Houston, but I know, Dave, you had some other factors involving the Rockets and what they might do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, we're going to bring up Andre Iguodala, first off, just how that he's apparently canceled his next meetings after meeting with the Rockets. So for him to say that he's not taking any more meetings than this after meeting with us, and then for Golden State to kind of jump in and then offer him, they kind of already know what's up, that it's pretty much do or die right now. So that kind of lets us know that Iggy either is going to go back to Golden State or come to Houston. So that's pretty big news for us because that's a big-time six-man coming up. Another prime
machine. Yeah. Well, guys, you remember a couple of weeks ago how we talked about, we looked at all of the teams and their salary cap, and we showed you what Golden State was accounted for in the books.
Yep.
And next year, you saw that it dropped. Well, they're filling in that void now. They're bringing those players back. Livingston re-signed.
Mm-hmm.
David West re-signed. So,
that's right.
And Curry is now the highest paid professional athlete. So
can we talk about that? Do we have any OJs? Do we have any? Can we talk about Steph Curry? And can we just talk about Steph Curry and the $200 million $200 million.
Supermax deal.
200.
Because I didn't know there was a difference between Max and Supermax.
So when you had a Super to
he's
it?
A Supermax. No, it's what it is. It's called a Supermax deal. I think it's 201 or 210 million for 5 years. That's over 40 something, about 40 and change every year.
So he got a $30 million raise a year because he was already at 12, and we looked at that, and we said, whoa, this is not good.
You know what? I feel that we're kind of going off on there now. So, because I got some for Steph, honestly, because honestly, I would say that this contract is a little too late. Because they're not about to get whatever that Steph is in the game already.
We knew it that it was going to be big because who set the bar? Mike Conley set the bar. When you have a point guard that's never been to an NBA championship, that's never been to an All-Star game, making $150-something million, right? Not a year, but I mean a contract. And Steph Curry now has two NBA championships.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised they didn't give him $250 million over seven years.
Now they're setting the bar higher. So now we're seeing guys who don't really deserve it, but we've seen them get $20 million now a year.
I mean, Blake Griffin extending that, you know,
he was the highest paid with the Clippers,
$135 million. I mean, teams just seem to be spreading the money out.
So I mean, also the Houston Rockets are trying to do it as well because it actually broke today that after Chris Paul came to Houston, a lot of guys actually thought that it was going to be accompanied with either Paul George or Carmelo Anthony right off the back. So that's really interesting that to know that the Rockets are still trying to fight to get more guys. Even though we're on the hot trails for Andre Iguodala,
there's
also rumors about Iman Shumpert as well.
Yeah, Shumpert.
Just in case that doesn't come through. Also heard stuff with P.J. Tucker, C.J. Miles, Amir Johnson.
Millsap as well.
Millsap. So there's still a lot of people out there, a lot of prime pieces that the Rockets can still grow. They also signed their prospect from China, Zhao Qi, recently. That's going to be a progress, though. Just how Clint kind of came together. Oh, nice, Chris. You kind of took us off with that one.
I had to stop at that one.
So bringing him in, he's pretty much going to be another in-training guy. I mean, Clint Capella, we kind of saw him get developed just as well. I think this can be a guy that can stretch the offense and also do those things like pick and roll. But, man, I just can't wait till next year till our draft pick from this year can come finally and join the team. And, honestly, when that comes next year, we honestly just became a long team.
Yeah.
We really are. And I think that's going to keep on growing. We're going
of all of these names that you mentioned, who fits into the puzzle better? I mean, you mentioned Shumpert, you mentioned
Iguodala,
and Millsap.
This is my point of view. You know, there was points in times with the Rockets but when Harden used to go to the bench, we were lacking scoring at that point in time. And if you really want someone who's going to give you instant offense. I mean, do you guys remember Nick Van Exel when he played for the Mavericks? The minute he came off the bench, it was like he'll drop 15 points on you like there was nobody's business. That's Carmelo Anthony. You know what I mean? If you want instant offense, if you want someone that's going to give you, let's say, 12 points in 5 minutes or 12 points in 10 minutes, is your man Anthony. But the thing is, though, he's a ball stopper.
Yeah, he is.
You know what I mean? He's a ball stopper. But remember, when was the best time he ever played better? When he was playing with the Olympics. When he wasn't the number one shooter. He wasn't the number one option on the team.
You're right about that.
Who was the point guard on that team? Chris Paul. Okay. And who was his wingman on that team? Who was the wingman on his team?
James Harden.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So this is if he comes down here, he's going to have to put his pride to the side and comes to the realization that he's not going to be the number one guy. He's not going to be the number two guy.
I tell you what now, I mean, if the Rockets were able to land Carmelo and looking at the situation, I do like that. I think, you know, I mean, that changes, that makes, I tell you what, guys, this is, like I said a few weeks ago, the NBA pretty soon is going to be fascinating. You got to stick with this because it won't be all about number one and two seeds anymore.
The next 2 or 3 years, man, are going to be so interesting.
Well, honestly, as of right now, Carmelo is kind of disappointed with his actions because a few years ago, Houston laid out the red carpet for Carmelo to come recruit him. Mm-hmm. And whenever he came in for his visit, supposedly I heard that he was wowed and he really liked what he heard. But, of course, I mean, he picked the money. He's been picking the money every decision that
he's made. He's picked the money.
I mean, think about Chicago, what he could have had over there before signing with the Knicks. And that was a really big thing to bring him to Chicago. But, man, he's been kind of going with the money at every decision. So, as of right now, I don't really feel bad for the guy that he doesn't have a chip. He's still one of my favorite players, though, to watch even back in the day. But to me, I don't really feel that he'll really fit the offense because depending on how much we're going to pay the guy, that's going to mean a lot.
Yep.
And as well as how much time is he going to be on the court and what is he actually going to do when he gets on the court because he can't really have his game that he has as of right now to play with.
That half court, yeah, that half court
kind of
style. He can't
really do that. Yeah, if you get the ball in the corner, you can maybe like find yourself a mid-range shot or maybe find yourself in a post every now and then. But he's not going to find the same shots that he's been finding in New York. So he's going to have to change his offensive prowess to begin with.
True. And another thing is, when he was there, you know, when Melo was back in New York, when he was in New York, what was one of the reasons that Mike D'Antoni was run out of town? Was because of problems with Carmelo Anthony. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So to play devil's advocate, this is, you know, you're going to have to pick your poison. Is, you know, he's going to have to come to the conclusion if he comes to Houston, it's not going to be about scoring titles. It's not going to be about stats. It's about one thing and one thing alone.
But things have changed for both of them. Yeah. Things have changed for Carmelo and D'Antoni.
Exactly.
So you know what I like, guys, when did you guys watch the NBA honors, the award show? So D'Antoni gets up there. I guess, you know, he accepts his award for Coach of the Year. But then he also says, like, the next day, like, man, you know, I've seen coaches get fired just – like years later after winning this, like George Call.
Yeah.
They got fired two seasons later after winning the Coach of the Year.
Mark Jackson. Didn't he win Coach of the Year when he was with Golden State?
That's what I'm saying. There's been like four since 2002. Oh, it's Jeff Horn. That's the name of the guy.
Okay,
they called him the Hornet.
The Hornet Horn.
Yeah. Jeff Horn.
Sidebar, everybody.
Okay. Right. Well, I know. He's voted. So this is why the fight is in Australia. He's from Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so D'Antoni, I like that he called that out because he's telling Houston, hey, you know, I told you, like if they do fire him in two seasons,
right.
I told you this could happen. But I like the Carmelo Anthony coming to Houston if that happens because it's changed for both of those guys. It's changed for, I guarantee if those two were to get back on the court again, D'Antoni and Anthony, you're going to see something different. The Chris Paul and Harden thing makes that work. I'm just getting excited even thinking about that. We haven't even got the football season, and I'm thinking about the next NBA season already.
It's interesting. And, you know, we're talking about this, and, you know, we haven't talked about, you know, the biggest winner, in my opinion, in this free agency, and that's Minnesota.
Well, also, I just want to add real quick with the Rockets. Mm-hmm. I still feel that we need to get another big man. I like Shumpert, and I also like Iguodala joining the squad because I feel that they'll very fit the mold that we do have. But, I mean, Clint Capella can't pick and roll for everybody.
Yeah, I'm surprised. So what? But we didn't go power forward. We go bigs in the draft.
I mean, like you said, our other big won't be here till next year.
Yeah.
Zao is a progress.
Right.
It's gonna be a work in progress. See, so I definitely don't see him playing too many minutes right now.
Well, we could always take somebody from the big three, huh?
Rashard Lewis, where you at?
Sweet Lou.
There's still a 6'10". What is he? What was he? A small forward? You can't be a small forward if you're 6'10".
Well, yeah, Rashard Lewis actually was able to play a different position.
Yeah, he was like a 3'4".
Right. So you definitely, I tell you what, I can't wait. We're going to talk about that. So, folks, hey, we just moving right along here on this Saturday edition, hour one of the Sports Kings. And, guys, we'll come right back after the break. You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark, 1560 AM.
You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark on SB Nation 1560.
And on SBNation1560.com.
Presented by State Farm Insurance Houston. Live from the SB Nation 1560 studios, here's Mario, David, Chris, and Mean Gene.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, buddy.
Are we getting funky up in here? What?
Yeah, buddy.
You don't know nothing about this guy.
I know about that.
None of y'all know anything about this type of music right here.
I've seen Nutty Professor too.
Oh, my goodness, folks. Sports Kings After Dark here, the last segment of the first hour. I'm here with the guys, Chris, David, Mario, and we're getting it done. Guys, I didn't tell you this morning, I had breakfast at this real popular place in Dallas, and they have these famous chicken and waffles with the gravy that they pour over the chicken, and the chicken sets on top of the big waffle.
Sounds delicious.
And normally, I wouldn't eat something like that, knowing that I have to get on the highway and drive for 3.5 hours, but I did.
Mm.
So when I got to Palestine, Texas, I just simply pulled over to the side of the road, raised my shirt up, and rubbed my belly.
Ah.
Because it was good. And I took a nap. Oh, good stuff.
Nice.
Man.
If you want to be a bear, be a grizzly.
Be a grizzly bear. But anyway, and that song, only if I would have had that song playing.
It would have been perfect. It would have been perfect.
While you're rubbing your belly. Actually.
While I was rubbing my belly. So, guys, man, a lot of NBA talk because that's just what's been happening here in these last couple
of crazy. It's crazy.
Weeks here. And I know. I think we have to get all of the NBA out of our system because here in about 25 days, folks, it's going to be so much football. I mean, football talk will take over this show as will it take over everyone's sports talk show. We are 8 weeks away from the first college football game.
Oh, I can't wait.
We are 24 days away, maybe 26 days away from NFL training camp.
Training camp!
And then we are a month away from NFL preseason.
I'm ready for some football.
So I'm just saying, so the fact that we're talking NBA basketball, I mean, we here in about a couple of more weeks, we'd be lucky to even mention anything basketball related other than the NBA Summer League, which is kicking off, by the way. Guys, I had a chance. You know who I saw play in Summer League? My first Summer League, I saw Chris Bosh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I've seen a lot of good Summer League games.
That was 03 then. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I was
that was
still
actually
living
a lot of good people.
Los Angeles, yeah. So it was just crazy. So that if you get a chance, and I'll tell you what now, this was the one thing, and I know we're going to talk about the Big Three in the next hour, but this is where Summer League is going to take a hit because the Big Three is going to steal a lot of attention from the Summer League. And I know, I mean, just from a fan perspective, because I really like watching Summer League basketball on NBA TV.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
I think it brings the awareness to NBA TV during the offseason because, honestly, NBA TV plays a lot of good stuff during the summer. They like to play a lot of, like, the greatest games they ever played.
A lot of the European chips sometimes.
And as well, one of your favorite shows, you remember the White Shadow?
Oh, yeah.
They used to play that a lot, actually, on NBA TV.
Yeah, so yeah. Yeah, they would. Yeah.
It's kind of cool to see them do stuff like that. I'm not sure if they do that anymore, but it definitely brings aware to, like I said, all the media that's always going around us. And, I mean, they know everything, so they're going to hear everything first, too, as well.
All of your scouts, some of your coaches there spend time in Vegas. You know, if you get a chance to go, Naz, hot as hell in Vegas doing summer league basketball. Stay indoors. It's 115, 120 degrees in Vegas doing summer league. But all of those guys that we just talked about last week that got drafted in the NBA, they will be playing for their respective teams. Believe it or not, there's actually a championship at the end of summer league.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. There's a
playoffs and everything?
It's kind of like a tournament-like thing that they do with summer league, NBA summer league. So they always have a, I can't think, I know that some of the teams that have never won an NBA championship have won summer league championships. Orlando Magic would be one of them. So, but no, it's good stuff. So you can go to NBA.com and if you really want to follow summer league, they have the schedules up started. I know they had some games today and, you get to see some of these great players get out there. So, guys, Eric Pincus just sort of set the stage last week when he came on this show. And, Eric, we want to thank you. Guy goes from TV from radio to TV. And he is all over this NBA free agency. And we're still following this guy. Everything that comes out of his mouth, we're trying to catch up with and see. So let's talk about some of these other free agency things that has happened and might still happen.
And you know what? I don't want to just bring the Rockets right back in, but – we honestly could lose someone key to our game. Nene was supposed to sign a, what was it, a 4 year,
yeah,
5 year?
It was supposed to be a 5 year
contract. 15 million, 14 million around there. Mm-hmm. But now because of an over 38 rule that was on the new, you know, the new rules that are part of it, he's now at a 11 million. And wow, to him, that kind of missed out on those 4 or 5 million that he still wanted to have. So, I mean, now he's possibly seeking out in the free market as well to see if there's still anything out for Nene. And I think, to me, that's a big thing because I was just talking about how we need another big man. And
yeah,
so possibly
to let him get away.
That also is adds to the, you know, destruction of, yeah, you know.
It's like you're taking two steps forward, but you're taking one step back at the same time, so.
Oh, yeah. Then also, of course, Ingles for Jazz just signed a big deal as well. Well, deserved deal because other than Hayward, he was also keeping the Jazz afloat for a long time, scoring a lot. And he's a guy who can score in spurts as well. He's mm-hmm. kind of, whenever you look at him, you don't think of him as being the fastest guy or quick to shoot, mm-hmm. but, man, mm-hmm. he gets the ball up really fast, and he likes scoring. So that was another really big one. But, of course, the Timberwolves, like you were saying, Mario, acquired Jeff Teague, and that's something to me that showed a lot because I saw that they're eyeing Derrick Rose for a little bit to maybe get him for a little cheaper. And yep. then to see him go back with Tom Thibodeau as well.
Can you blame him?
Oh, of course not.
That reunion with Jimmy Butler and, I mean, Thibodeau, I always said he got a bad break. And, you know, the Bulls have done some really crappy things lately, Gar Foreman and Paxson. Don't know what's going on there. But nevertheless, though, Minnesota's one of those teams that's going to be up and coming over the next couple of years. The Philadelphia 76ers are going to be a very interesting team. Even looking at the Oklahoma City Thunder guys, I mean, you know, we said, imagine what Russell Westbrook did with that team by himself, now having the help of someone like Paul George, Chris Paul here in Houston. I mean, you know, we still don't know what's going on with Gordon Hayward, I think.
Gordon Hayward, man, to
he's
me,
going east.
He is an unappreciated and underrated talent.
Utah let him get away.
Man, I don't understand. You know, I looked at Utah when they were doing that. I was thinking what Knicks were going to do with Porzingis. And I was like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? This is the young bucks of your team. This is what you build a team around. And just to let him go to free agency, I was just so shocked.
Well, I think they're probably going to do their best to try to keep him in. They did acquire Ricky Rubio.
So
they're showing spurts of them trying to do something. Yeah. But honestly, the drawback for Hayward is that he plays for Utah Jazz. It's a team that no one wants to really look at. It's not an exciting team. So a lot of that, it's not really a good sports market, honestly, when it comes down. Maybe in football, especially college football, but for the basketball, it's kind of been sloping downwards ever since Boozer and Williams used to be rocking it over there. Man, and it kind of went down. And that seemed like it was yesterday almost. And to think about how the shift now, but I definitely see him going east. Well, everyone reloading in the West, and if he was to stay
Celtics,
with the Jazz,
I think the Celtics are looking at him.
That was the last
front runners right now.
I would say that I believe his meeting with the Celtics may be tomorrow, and then he has a meeting with the Miami.
That would be a disaster for a Utah team that is pretty darn good.
For real.
I mean, you know, with what they had now.
Yeah, and then you add Rubio, so you add someone that could get him the ball. You know what I mean? Because he's more of a two. You know what I mean? Gordon Hayward's more of a 2-3 if you want to play him like that.
The thing I didn't like about Rubio is that he never lived up to the hype.
Oh, no.
I mean,
not at all.
He, 10 points? He averaged 10 points, 8 assists,
but
4 rebounds.
He's had injuries
six
too.
Years.
You know what I mean?
But, the way he acted out in the Olympics and was able to embarrass some guys.
I'd say, when this guy comes to the United States, watch out. It never happened. Because when he came over here to the United States, and start playing against guys that could play great defense, then you didn't see that.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see what you were seeing in the Olympics.
You know, there was
moments. Yeah, there was some good moments.
And it was just like, oh, wow. But then, like you said, it was a big letdown. But I think also, you know, it takes European players a little bit more time to learn the system. You know what I mean? And I think now that he's going to a second team, I think he's going to have those things and take it with him. But like I said, man, I would have loved to see him and Hayward on a backcourt. I mean, that would have been nice to see.
I like the way that some people are starting to eye the 76ers a little bit more.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really young team, but the way they just got J.J. Redick for big money.
Breaking news.
Okay.
Warriors and Andre Iguodala agrees to a 3-year, $45 million.
All right, so Andre's out the books for the Rockets.
So he's off the books.
I would say that Iman Shumpert might be getting a call, and they might start acting aggressively. Man, but what are we going to give for him?
That story has been just – it's funny how that story has just been – I mean, the NBA has been moving crazy. So, guys, this is what I'm looking at. I'm looking at everything that's happening, and I hear sounds in the back of my head. The Cleveland Cavaliers are like, what about us? Don't forget about us. They are trying to get any and everybody. They're trying their best. I mean, we heard that, you know, some of the reasons why the Paul George thing didn't work. Now they are going after power forward for Memphis.
Zach Randolph, which
could change some things there.
But they just got older. They just keep getting older.
They get older.
Yeah, you would get older.
But it
adds
it adds that defensive grit, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it gives you a different grit having that kind of player on your team.
So, crazy stuff, guys. Hey, we have knocked out one complete hour of nothing but basketball. And we got just a little bit more coming up in the next hour, folks. So, hey, we need you to stick around. You're listening to Sports Kings After Dark. Chris, Mean Gene, Mario, David. Be right back.
O2 präsentiert das beste Angebot aller Zeiten zum 15. Jubiläum. Hol dir jetzt O2 Free 15. Jeden Monat 15 GB für nur 29,99. Nur für kurze Zeit. Im O2-Shop oder auf o2.de/15.